All right. The Wib Wake Up Show, WWIV. Good morning.
This is the Wib Wake Up Show's guide to being handy around the house.
Which is good because I'm not very.
Well, you're going to love these then. If you can't find a screwdriver, this is my tip. Use a knife. If you break the tip off, it's just an improved screwdriver.
Ah.
Sold.
All right. Probably have one of those around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's mine. Work in the kitchen whenever you can. That way, you're closest to the refrigerator.
Smart.
Hmm. If it's electronic, get a new one or consult a 12-year-old.
Mm, there you go. If it looks old and worn out, just paint it. Whatever it is, just paint it. It's fine.
Always take credit for those little everyday handyman or handywoman miracles. If you drop the alarm clock while taking it apart and it suddenly starts working, you feel it.
Hmm. All right. Hey, if something looks level, it's level.
Good enough.
You don't need to use a level.
Just eyeball it. It's fine. And finally, if at first you don't succeed, redefine success.
The Wib Wake Up Show guide to being handy around the house.
Glad we could help you
use
all.
Use it with caution this weekend.
Here's the thing. When you're not handy, and I'm not either, you just kind of hope nothing breaks. But that's just not the case, right? Because there's so many things.
There's so many times when I come home for lunch and my wife is like, oh, such and such happened. And I was like,
I want to do the la la la.
Don't tell me. But unfortunately, that doesn't really work.
Peggy's really good at it, though. I mean, she's actually.
Is she? Very handy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dean is handy.
Mm-hmm. I have to say the latest, they're working on our street. So, I mean, like, big time, like, you can't go on the street.
Oh.
They took apart part of our driveway, which my wife yesterday said, you need to call the city and find out, are they paying for that? Are they expecting us to?
What's
the...
But did then you guys get a special assessment?
I mean, there was, I just don't know in terms of specially. We've gotten information, property taxes are going to raise and all that kind of thing. At 6% interest, actually,
playing out
into the future.
That's the special assessment.
Yeah. You're able to try to pay that off early. We've had some conversations about that. But anyhow, all that to say that the water was shut off for a while yesterday, and then all of a sudden, you know, the best I can get is a little trickle in the bathroom now. So anyhow, that's just kind of my latest story.
Well, it's our daily, weekly public service announcements. What we do here is we conglomerate and aggregate all the different information sources, whether it be world or regional news, pop culture, and we bring them all together, we condense them, and we give it to you in this form on the Wib Wake Up Show. We call it headlines.
I'll tell you what, it's been a busy week, so move over, Popeyes, because KFC also has a new chicken sandwich. It's chicken sandwich between, get this now, two glazed donuts.
Right on.
Go for it. Swimsuit season is over.
Amen. Felicity Huffman is going to prison. I'm just wondering, do you think she'll play herself in the movie?
Probably.
For the role.
Quite an actress.
The U.S. Postal Service, did you hear this? The U.S. Postal Service has lost a court battle. They were trying to raise the price of stamps, and they lost. This is a resounding legal victory for the remaining half dozen people who still write letters.
Mm. Yeah. Boy. Hey, Mississippi police this week, they arrested a burglar dressed as Captain America. Yeah, he held them at bay for hours using nothing but his shield.
Go Cap.
Much of the NBA fan gear is made in China, so the current trade war is pushing up the price of your favorite NBA jersey, guys. Sorry. So if you want to dress like your favorite professional basketball player,
Giannis,
you'll now need the salary of your favorite professional basketball player as well.
Maybe Giannis can chip us off a little bit with that new contract he's getting. Researchers report success using gene editing to stop the common cold. However, the researchers soon realized that they no longer have a good excuse for not coming to work.
Hey, in Britain, a pet tortoise that escaped 15 months ago was found, not surprised, only a few blocks away, made about as much progress as I do in the airport security line.
Around the world on Friday, there will be hundreds of thousands of people gathering to protest against climate change, weather permitting, of course.
Mm. Of course. Did you hear about this? A former manager of the credit union for CBS Television was given a 14-year jail sentence for embezzling, get this, $40 million.
Now,
you hear about embezzling, but to me, it's amazing that such a crime could take place under the very noses of both Hawaii Five-O and NCIS.
Where were they?
Not doing their jobs.
Scientists now say that 90% of the world's population experienced the hottest summer on record this year. Yeah, it was historic. Air conditioner repair technicians refer to it as the summer they paid for their kids' college education.
Cha-ching.
The castle used in Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. Is now listed on Airbnb.
You can stay there.
You can stay there, but guys, it's strictly BYOB, bring your own butler.
I do have one on retainer. And finally, an escaped emu was spotted running along a California highway. It was a rare sight. Not the emu, but the sight of something actually moving on a highway in California.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Very good. Coming up on 9 before 8, WWIB. There was a lot this week going on. We've got a special guest in studio. Julie Court is the conference host and one of those involved with putting on an event at Harvest Time Church in Eau Claire coming up the first weekend of October, October 4th and 5th. It's called Daughters of the King, and she joins us here, Hillary, Halvo, and Caleb, on WWIBandWib.com. Julie, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You've been having a lot of success with your life makeover materials, and you did a book and a lot of speaking with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You work at Hope Gospel Mission.
Yes, I work part-time at Hope Gospel Mission and love what they do there.
And you tell us that Friday, though, is a day that maybe you focus on your ministry work.
Yeah, I lead leader group training to help people to disciple, to gain the skills to disciple other women.
Mm-hmm.
And then we host study groups for women who are trying to rebuild their lives. And so it's really exciting to be on both ends of that spectrum. And so Daughters of the King is being sponsored by the Incredible Life Makeover Conference team. And so my nonprofit ministry, New Life for Today, is working with Harvest Time this year to host the event. But we are hoping next year to actually host it in a different denomination, because another focus of the events is to unite women in Jesus and cross over denominational lines and begin to walk in a freedom and power to represent Christ in this community, that we can be part of the transformation here.
So this event is at Harvest Time, but you're really encouraging any woman out there at any point in her faith journey to check this out.
Yes, because our goal is to see women come into an identity where they feel cherished. And there are so many women who are broken, who don't feel cherished. Another group of women, so it's cherished, the second word, the second focus is transformed. And the Incredible Life Makeover is always focused on bringing women one step farther in their journey in presenting one or more phases of the seven phases of transformation. And the last phrase of our conference theme this year is sent forth. And instead of hiding in our homes or hiding in church, we believe that God is calling us into the seven mountains of culture, into the seven mountains of influence, to be the salt and light. And so the sending forth is, we believe in equipping women to be that light out there. And he wants us, he's calling forth workers into the harvest. And so that is one of the main purposes of my ministry, is using my teaching gift. And we have incredible speakers this year.
All right. Why don't we find out more about those speakers when we come back? Julie Court in-house talking with us about Daughters of the King coming up October 4th and 5th at Harvest Time in Eau Claire.
The WIB Wake Up Show. We're back with Julie Court from New Life for Today, talking about the Incredible Life Makeover event Friday, October 4th and Saturday, October 5th. You have some great speakers. You're one of the keynote speakers, Julie, but also you have a wonderful speaker coming in from North Carolina. You even have someone from Survivor coming as well, too. So tell us more.
Yeah, we are really excited. Gretchen Burke Smith is coming from North Carolina. And after she prayed about this event, the Lord is sending her here to release a new word for the body of Christ in our region. And she has an incredible story. She is all focused on being a daughter of the King and raising daughters of the King to do his work. And so that's really powerful. And another friend of mine, Sunday Burquist, has a ministry called Grit Girl. She is a breast cancer survivor. She was on the Survivor TV show, and I'm going to let her tell that story at the event. But she is an incredible woman who is coming to pour in to those who are, we all go through struggles. We all go through sometimes what we feel like we're under attack. But we have to develop our grit to actually stay in the fight and to represent him in the earth. And so, and we have other local business women who are also going to be pouring in during the workshops. And so thankful that those women are partnering with me to lift up the women in the Chippewa Valley.
You got the keynote speakers, of which you are one, and Gretchen, and then you've got these workshops. It's going to be tough for people to choose, because you've got women from the area who specialize in different areas, finances, what have you. in terms of your lifestyle choices, right?
Yes. So my good friend Nancy Rothwell is a keto coach, mm-hmm. As well as an organizational coach. And so she's going to be presenting. Another friend of mine, Sarah Kramer, who has worked with thousands of clients, and she is from Thrivent Financial. She is going to be doing a fixer-upper finances. And my very, very good friend Melissa Walczak is going to be working with women on unmasking your inner and outer beauty, because you know, women are so concerned about their outward appearance, but we know the Lord looks at the heart. And so she does a beautiful job of combining those together.
So how do people get registered then?
They go to the website, newlifefortoday.com, and you can follow the event tabs, and you can download a brochure and then fill it out and mail it in, or you can actually register right online at the website.
Again, it's Daughters of the King coming up Friday, October 4th, 6:30 to 9, and Saturday, October 5th, 8:30 to 4 at Harvest Time Church in Eau Claire. Again, the website to check is?
newlifefortoday.com.
Julie Court, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WWIB, we are on the eve of the weekend, and boy, we have had some gorgeous weather, haven't we, this middle of September?
It's been not autumn, not autumnal, that's for sure.
It's been great. All right, lots of things going on this weekend. I'm thinking as a sports fan, but beyond that, there are other things, right?
There are indeed. I want to draw your attention to an event tomorrow. Ladysmith, love all of our Russ County folks, and of course, all around. You can travel there. It's not far away. CareNet, you can go to ladysmithcarenet.com to get more info. But they're having their annual Walk for Life. They're trying to raise $60,000. They're on the way there, but they need your help. And again, this is, I do believe, their biggest fundraiser of the year, the Walk for Life. So Memorial Park in Ladysmith, register at 8:30. The walk starts at 9 a.m. And hope you'll go out and support that wonderful cause, too. We're coming up on that very, very quickly because, again, we are on the eve of it. So you can just ask folks to sponsor you and go out and walk and show your support. Stand for Life.
Sounds wonderful. I'm heading up to Chippewa Falls this weekend for Oktoberfest. One of the highlights is for me is their Sunday morning polka church, which is always very fun. All of the hymns are set to polka music and are played on an accordion and with a tuba. And that's just magical to me and always just a really great message that's presented there as well.
I think I remember you talking about that last year.
Yeah, it's super fun. And then for the last hymn, they always like clear some chairs away and you can polka.
I think more church worship bands should have a tuba involved.
And an accordion. So very excited for that.
One of the things we've been telling you about this week is Cornerstone Apostolic Church is going to be hosting an all-you-can-eat spaghetti and meatball dinner benefit for one of their most treasured church members, Ray Lynn Barnard. The spaghetti feed will take place at the Elkmont Elementary School tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m. Raylan's a beautiful, kind-hearted 15-year-old girl that attends school in Chippewa at Chi High. She'll be a sophomore this fall, one of four children being raised by a single mom. She was recently diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia and is undergoing chemo in Rochester. And so the treatment for this type of cancer is brutal, expensive, and long, and doctors have told her and her family to expect to remain in the hospital for treatment for several months, and this is going to create a huge, devastating financial burden for her family. So tickets for tomorrow night's dinner, again, 2 to 7, are going to be $10 for adults 13 and up, $5 for kids 4 and up, and children 3 and under can eat for free. And again, the spaghetti dinner and silent auction will take place at the Elkmont Elementary School. There's also going to be the Rumblin' for Raylan motorcycle ride. The ride's going to start at the TNC Roundabout in Chippewa Falls, 9:30 tomorrow morning, and end at the spaghetti dinner, so it's going to be quite a ride. At the same time as the dinner, the church will have a silent auction. Lots of local businesses have come together and offered their merchandise to auction off, and 100% of all the proceeds for the entire event will go to Raylan's family for her continued care and support.
A lot of things that are going on this weekend, and again, I'd say just road trip back and forth to all of them, Western and Central Wisconsin, so many great causes, and I think they're kind of working out so that you can hit each one, so go do it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.